The wine of the week, brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle, and Eamon and Valencia both back in the studio today. Nice to see you again, Valencia. It's been a while.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Eamon, always good to see you.
You too, Dave. Yeah, always good to be here.
Today we're talking white, and in particular, Chenin Blanc. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes.
From Olifantsberg. Where on earth is the Olifantsberg? It looks curious. I love the tasting notes because they show in hands that clearly have worked the earth two bunches of very tiny, to a degree, smallish, beautiful green grapes. They look divine.
Yeah, Dave. It's an excellent farm. So Olifantsberg is, they're based out in the Western Cape. The Olifantsberg Mountain is there, so it overlooks the Breedenkloof Valley. So they're right there, and then Worcester is just down the road from where the farm is. So it's run by Ferdy and Elisa Visser. So they've been running the farm for the last 10 years. Elisa being the winemaker now, and Tim Atkins voted her as 2021 winemaker of the year. So she's got quite a lot of experience, quite a lot of accolades behind her. And the vineyards now are, especially with this Chenin Blanc that we're going to taste today, the vines were planted way back in 1982. So that's why when you see the bunches that you're looking at there, very small, very small bunches.
Is that what happens? The older a vine becomes, does it then start to produce smaller grapes?
They can do, Dave. What the guys, especially out in where did we go? Out in Himmelharda, out Swartland. So the vines there are quite old, so they don't yield as much grapes as what you'd normally get. That's what makes the wines so delicious and expensive.
So are the grapes then smaller but more concentrated?
More concentrated, yeah. They'll be more concentrated in juice, very small bunches, and then meticulously handled as well, because they'll be all hand-picked, hand-sorted as well. So it's very intensive. And some of those vines, you better look like old stumps, especially in wintertime. The Swartland is looks very black, very dark, very dead, basically. So you go look at some of these vineyards, you just see like big black stumps sticking out of the ground.
Now that you come to mention it, of course, the Afrikaans Swartland, direct translation, black land. Why is that? Is it the terroir, or is it burnt a lot?
It's basically the terroir, Dave, and I think the winter time as well, because they harvest
so dark rocks, dark soil. Just dark.
Kind
of scary if you are...
It is, and less water as well. They get a lot less water there, a lot less rainfall. So what happens with those vines, they have to search for the moisture in the ground, the actual water in the ground. So some of those vines that are there grow, the roots grow down to 15 to 20 meters below the ground.
Wow.
Searching for the water, searching for moisture, searching for water, basically. Yeah, so they're quite... the vines are quite stressed,
and strangely, it is a fact in nature where anything the fruit bearing has to struggle to survive. Generally, it produces very intense flavour. I suppose it's a reward in a sense for having got down that deep the roots. So good. Well, then let's take a look at this Olifantsberg old vine Chenin Blanc 2024, and you can hear, if you're very sharp, the screw top being removed expertly by Valencia, and the tasting is going now live, as we say in the classics, with a little sample into each glass. Oh, it's a gorgeous color. It's a gorgeous color, slightly green, but pale, beautiful shade of gold and green. It looks gorgeous. It's not green at all, really. It just has a hint.
A hint of it. A hue of slight greenness in it.
It's looking at the notes again, because generally speaking, the descriptive narrative is gorgeous. It's an elegant mouthfeel and texture to complement a coated acidity with good depth of fruit. The intensity and verve of this wine illustrates the enduring value of old vines. Well, that's interesting. Let's see what the nose has to say. Wow. It's not telling us about the various floral and fruity notes, but
fruit sardine.
You get a little bit of what you'd normally get in the Chenin, a little bit of citrus is there, Dave. Slight citrus notes
you know
there.
It almost smells like candy floss to me. Clearly, I haven't been behaving.
I can't remember the last time I had candy floss.
I promise you, I can smell candy floss and a little tiny touch of gooseberry.
But fruits are still deep.
And some kiwi, but there it is.
Yeah, it's there. It's in there. And as you said, Dave, candy floss, everybody's nose is different, or taste is different, the palate is different. So you pick up different, you'll pick up different characteristics in there as well. Candy floss as well.
Kiwi.
The taste is gorgeous, and it doesn't leave any kind of acidity behind. It doesn't.
Mouthful.
It's just very well layered fruit. And that whole area there, they get a lot of wind going right through that valley every year. So it's kind of a bit stressful for the vines as well, because they have to be well managed. And everything is done. They've got their wine cellar is completely solar. The water that they use at the farm is also their own water that they use. So it's not brought in, it's well treated own water, and there's nothing added to them, nothing added and nothing taken away. It's all basically what's grown in the soil. So it's
clearly really it's 11 o'clock in the morning and probably maybe a little early for some to start, but I think this is the perfect tipple to welcome the rest of the day.
It is
gorgeous. It's like almost
it's nice
it is. It's light and refreshing. It doesn't leave anything heavy and lingering. It's
nice
fruity
texture,
but not overly sweet. It's gorgeous.
Totally different. It's very well layered, very well textured wine.
And I'm telling you, I like candy floss. And like no, it's absolutely. I find it lovely because there's no often. With a wine that leaves a lingering minerality or a change it leaves behind on the palate, and it that needs to be paired for me with something to transform it. I very happily would drink that solo, but I would imagine it would be just as lovely to enjoy with a fresh seafood
platter,
a little bit of salad, any of those light summer dishes.
Pizza.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Pizza.
A pizza. You know, you say that. I want to just give a shout out to Lupa at Eat Street, because on a Tuesday they have a special, and it really is very special. It's a cool date night, but I went with my son, so clearly we were not in that sense having a date. But it doesn't really matter. It's a kind of duo special, and they give you a choice of a classic pizza or pasta. A glass of wine and a little dessert for pennies. I mean, it really is great value. But more than that, the pizza is so good. It's definitely my favorite place now in Belito. So with a bottle of this Olifantsberg Chenin Blanc and a good pizza, I would be in heaven really right now. But even without the pizza, I still think this is a wonderful, wonderful start to the weekend, because we can say it's within reach now. So are you tasting this weekend, tomorrow and Saturday?
Yes, Dave.
Yes, we are. Because tomorrow is Friday. We're tasting from 2 to 4. And then Saturday we're tasting from 12 to 2.
Okay. So if you're listening and you're intrigued, go along to Tops and just have a taste. Because I think you are going to say, yes, indeed, these guys were not blowing smoke.
And it's not even expensive. It's 209.99 a bottle.
How much?
$209.99.
So it's not for free, hey? I mean, it's a good wine.
It's a good wine.
It's
yeah.
a good,
good wine.
Good wine.
The price is not going to scare too many people off, I don't think. I mean, clearly, if you're looking for something lovely, maybe you would be looking in the right direction at the wine of the week today, the Olifantsberg Chenin Blanc.
And we're the only ones that have it in KZN.
Are you?
Nobody else has it, has it as of yet. It was mostly all for export, a little bit distribution in Cape. And then Ferdy came to see us late last year and asked us would be interested in taking it on. So we tasted with him, and definitely, as this wine is for our store.
Oh, yeah. So there's a certain elan to this. It's an exclusive to Topset Lifestyle. Olifantsberg Old Vine Chenin Blanc 2024. Taste it on the weekend and buy it, because I recommend strongly, if you're a Chenin lover, this is going to be one of your top of the pops for 2020. What year are we in now, Valencia?
Well,
2023. Ah, you see, I'm just testing. Okay, that brings us to the end of the Topset Lifestyle Wine of the Week. But this will be up shortly as a podcast, and it'll be on our digital newsletter, The Edit. So if you want to see the pictures and get the notes in your inbox, subscribe to The Edit. Otherwise, pop along to Topset Lifestyle on tomorrow or on Saturday for a tasting, and buy while you can. Exclusive to Topset Lifestyle, Olifantsberg Old Vine Chenin Blanc 2024. Thanks, folks. We'll see you again in a week's time.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you.